Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's do this. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. We open up every show with the biggest developing storyline since last we broadcasted to you and with you. General at your service, at ease. There's a Brian Broaddus, Jeff Kavanaugh, Lucius Alexander. Along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. The Cowboys' coaching situation continues to evolve. There is a couple of news items on that. We'll get to a hire in just a second. I do feel like we're standing by to hear anything about how things went with Kellen Moore. Early indications might be that it's not something they need to worry about if you're looking at the sports books. He's at 20-1 right next to Ryan Day. There's about eight or nine other candidates with better odds right now to get it. And I think it's just because there's no buzz coming out of yesterday, right? You have Josh McDaniels as your favorite at 2-1, followed by Deuce Staley and Joe Brady at 3-1. Then Jared Mayo and Todd Bowles, Eric Bieniemy in the 5-6, 7-1 ballpark right there, gentlemen. Mm-hmm.
Seeing some random reports today, Gavin, if you're a degenerate, that they interviewed the Colts OC and that it went well. So according to Benjamin Albright, that's an 8-1 wherever he gambles. So not that I'm giving advice, but sounds like a good long shot.
Is that Kellen Nick Sirianni?
Yeah, that's the one.
Nick Sirianni, yeah.
Hey, Sirianni, huh? Yeah, I'll take Kellen Moore at 20-1, though. I'm here for the action. How many guys do you think I can wager on and still get a positive return?
I don't know, Jeff. I have some inside information for you on this one.
Okay. Don't give it.
Hoping you'd say that, Brian.
Yeah. Hold on.
I heard it was a very nervous interview.
With who?
With the Eagles. Very nervous. Kellen, very nervous.
He was nervous?
Yeah, very nervous.
Hell yeah. Didn't interview well?
Didn't interview well, that's what I heard.
Sounds like you're sticking around, pal.
Yeah, that's some early indications where, I tell you what, the more I dig in on the Kellen Moore stuff, the more that people around the league, they respect him. They just don't think he's ready to be an NFL head coach. They were thinking that, you know, if he went and did the job at Boise, that, hey, okay, that's fine. You know, we can work with that. But as far as the NFL guy, but there are a lot of guys. I feel like there's a lot of guys out there that aren't ready to be NFL head coaches. But with Kellen, I just feel like, though, that maybe a couple more years for him. I mean, we talk about how he's able to, with the offense and stuff, the advancement, the age, all that stuff. I think in due time he'll be fine. But right now, he's going to come off as a very nervous guy when he interviews because he just hasn't been through those types of situations yet. But that was the indication I got out of coming out of Philadelphia yesterday.
Some guys that age can be very polished, you know. Yeah. Our own John Daniels was very polished at
very
that
polished.
Age and was rewarded
absolutely.
With a great leadership mm-hmm. position. But for other guys, I think it takes a lot of experience so they can really know they got it and there's nothing uncomfortable. It's just, you know, it's one of those social things, and I think most people can relate to that, right? I think it takes a kind of special communicator or a guy that's been gifted with that sort of presence or poise about, you know, the way he communicates to be ready for that job at that age. But it's not a big surprise to hear. I mean, Kellen Moore does not look like the most, you know, confident, engaging type of, your classic high school or college star quarterback that's charming the ladies and is high-fiving the guys and all that. He's more of like laying back, you know, observant type of dude. That's the kind of energy that he puts off. But well, I wouldn't be surprised if over time he builds the confidence to be impressive in those settings.
I think that the guy that comes to mind that has that type of personality you're talking about and did very well is Tony Dungy. Tony Dungy is a very much, if you look at Tony Dungy, you wouldn't think that, you know, that he's the type of guy that can has that get in your face mentality and stuff. But he, you know, there's been times where I've heard guys say, man, Tony will coach hard. You know, he came up through the Chuck Knoll, Pittsburgh, the system and all that. And he understands hard coaching. It's just his personality is not that of a yeller screamer type of a guy. And some guys make it doing it that way. But you know, if he follows the path of, say, a Tony Dungy, then he's well on his way.
I want to let you guys know that Kellen and I, we don't appreciate your facial profiling. Because I know that's what you're doing.
It's real.
You're looking at Kellen's face.
You got to overcome
Paperboy?
The face.
Paperboy look?
Yeah, you're saying that ain't a head coach because of that face. That's what you're saying.
Well, you know, the face and then, you know, everything that comes along with it. People have been looking at that face for years and not been inspired, right? Mm. So now his personality is sort of built around that reaction that he sees on other people's faces.
Well, I tell you what.
So he's got to get to work, he's got to read, and then he's got to get angry about his station in life and about how people don't react. And then he'll be a crotchety, cantankerous enough older gentleman to demand respect and take his leadership, okay? Some people aren't born to be the alpha, but if they work on it and talk themselves up enough for it over a sustained period of time, he'll get there.
Would you, if you were him, would you get some work done, like some facial stuff?
In what way, Jeff?
Couldn't hurt.
Well, I don't. You guys are the ones saying.
No,
that
I was
his
just.
Face
I,
looks
I was
soft.
Just. I was just.
Saying,
I was wondering. I was
bit.
Wondering which way you were going with the question there.
Well,
the problem
obviously
is
a
plastic
face.
The plastic surgeries and you
like
know
make some scars on his face or something.
I don't know. Like would you guys tell me? Recede the hairline a little bit. What are we looking for here? Spike up the hair. Bigger nose.
Gel.
Nose?
Gel seems to work.
I don't know what it is.
It works for that guy out in L.A. Plenty of gel. Go gel. Maybe spike it up. Maybe you're onto something, Jeff.
Maybe a little chin implant to give himself a little bit more of a pointy chin or a squared off jawline. You just got a little bit of a plate face going on. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All I know is his teammates at Boise were inspired to win the most games a quarterback's ever won.
That's
in college.
Just because he was amazing. That's because he was amazing at football. You know,
left arm, not face.
Yeah, but he'll get there when he's comfortable in settings. People say he will blow you away with his ability to talk football. Okay, so I do believe that's some breaking Cowboys news from our insider, Brian Broaddus. At Brian Broaddus on Twitter, a must-follow there. Kellen Moore did not interview well for the Eagles job, and that would explain why betonline.ag has him all the way down here at like 20-1. He was at 10-1 before this interview, so I would say he bombed it.
Oh.
Kellen Moore bombed the interview.
More nervous than anything. That's really where this thing is going with him. I think that it'll take time for him.
Be nervous,
armpits
too?
Sweating.
No.
Okay, I'm going to be Howie Roseman, okay? You're Kellen Moore, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the first question.
Sure.
Hey, my quarterback makes a butt ton of money and nobody wants him. How are you going to fix him?
Well, you know what? To me, it's really about trying to rebuild his confidence. And when you watch him play, you know, he tends to struggle when he has to make that extra read. We need to find a way to work through the draft, you and I, find a way to protect him better. I know your offensive line was really, really beat up, but we've got to do a better job of that. We cannot put guys in there that aren't ready to play. And I understand we had the same problem in Dallas. But what I did with Dak Prescott, that's how you sell the whole idea there, Jeff.
Oh, I saw you losing games with Dak this year. That's what I saw you doing.
Well,
that's the way I would conduct my head coach interviews.
Well, we beat you without Dak one time, and
well,
so
we were awful.
Yeah. So, but I like it. You know, but I coached a jobber to beat you guys this year. But you know, that's how he has to handle it. He has to sell the idea that yes, I could fix your battered, broken, confident quarterback.
Okay, but does he want that? I think maybe he was nervous because, you know, it's not something that he's even sure that you would want to do. If Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie are locked in on Carson Wentz, it's not that good of a job. And if they're saying, oh, do you believe in Carson Wentz? And you're feeling like, do I have to say I believe in Carson Wentz to get this job?
Well,
I would see how that could be like really
Mike
weird
McCarthy,
type of.
Mike McCarthy told you he studied every Cowboy game and then he lied to you. You'll do whatever you have to do to get one of these jobs.
Really?
I do believe so, General.
But don't you think the Cowboys job right now is a better opportunity for an upcoming offensive guy? You have Dak, you have stability.
Yeah,
McCarthy
if you
could
tell me
fired.
That Dak's got a 5-year deal, sure. I'm on board with you. Board with you on that. But I'll say this though. If you're telling me if I'm nervous about interviewing with Howie Roseman, come on, man. I'm looking at him like going, dude, you're a general manager? Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and he's probably looking at the other end of you going, you're an NFL head coach potentially?
That's the boss move. You walk in, you're like, here's the thing. I accepted this because I want to be a head coach one day. The bad news is that your opportunity, I think, sucks. So I don't really want the job, but let's play out the interview so I have some experience. Thanks, Howie.
Yeah, maybe they appreciate your honesty. I don't know. That would be a weird spot to be if you're Kellen Moore, especially because you got $3 million. But yes, getting nervous during an interview and then imagining this guy under fire in front of the media after games, on the sidelines in big moments, ain't ready. You know, it's like the guy that's studying to be a monk, and he goes for his final test, and he gets nervous talking to his sensei or whatever, and he's like, dang it, I'm not ready. I'll see you in 10 years. Comes back, not nervous. Now you're ready. It's more experience. You know what I'm saying? That's all it's going to take.
There's really a monk test?
Well, it was an old story. I think I got it from Jason Garrett. It was one of those old Buddhist monk Jason Garrett stories that he told a while back.
That poor Buddhist monk that was stuck on the one limb on the side of a cliff, and there was a squirrel that was eating his toe, and something about a strawberry.
And the tiger was breathing down his neck, chased him off the cliff. He was hanging there, and it was
that
like,
was
hey,
on
you
the
know.
Tennis courts, I believe he told that story.
How about you enjoy those strawberries in your final seconds of life, or are you going to worry about the tiger?
I'm going to climb up there and
what
get a tiger.
Nonsense was that, JGZ? I'm worried about the tiger, man. I don't give a crap about these strawberries. I got 2 seconds
to survive, man.
Unless I can come up with something good.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of stories that Brian Broaddus has been telling you about, they have a new defensive line coach, Aiden Durd. Really interesting background, unique for football. He was born in Middlesex, England.
Hello.
And he began his football career over there with the London Olympians and played for the Scottish Claymores. Did you scout this guy back in the day?
No, I was. I was not. The Scottish Claymores were. I was on the original World League roster in the 1990. So he was I don't know if he was even born then.
Well, is their logo a sword?
It's
that's what a claymore is.
Yeah, it was. No, they had some really cool logos over there. By the way, yeah.
I guess it could also been a IED. That'd be a weird thing to have on a helmet, though.
Yeah, I think it was a sword. I think it was
a
couple
really
of swords.
Jump off the screen.
Yeah,
he did play with the Panthers. Yeah. He played for the Hamburg Sea Devils as well from 2005 to 2007. But in 2018, the Falcons added him as a defensive quality control coach.
Yeah.
He worked with Dan Quinn, and apparently he was impressive, built a good relationship, so now he's going to get a chance as the Cowboys' defensive line coach.
Yeah, can coach either the linebackers or the defensive line, and up-and-comer guys. And Tom Dimitroff and those guys were telling me that, man, hey, they're going to miss him in Atlanta. Did a lot of things, could coach a couple positions, called him a rising star, and he knew that Dan was going to need somebody to help him out on that defensive line. He's got his guy in the secondary now with Witt. And now he's got his defensive line guy, too. So, that makes it a lot easier for you when you have two guys you know that are going to teach it the way you want it to be taught.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation. Of course, we're heading for conference championship weekend. Plenty of NFL talk is on tap here over the next 3-4 days for you on into the weekends. But the story today, Patrick Mahomes having a light practice. Could be limited or DNP, but his work will ramp up during the week. Mahomes currently has no symptoms. We'll continue to do tolerance tests as well to root out, symptoms that, might not be that apparent for him.
Yeah, 240 today. I've got the whole breakdown of all the things that he has to go through to get eligible to play here. So we'll kind of talk about that a little bit later if we can.
It's a good tease. Phillip Rivers has called it quits after one season with the Colts, said, I'm good. This is just a couple of weeks after his head coach, Frank Reich, said he hoped he would come back. He does rank fifth in NFL history in passing yards, behind only Breeze, Brady, Peyton Manning, and Brett Favre. 8-time Pro Bowler, fifth in league history with 421 touchdown passes, behind only those four again. And now says he is excited about coaching high school football, which has got to be a tremendous amount of fun for him and probably at least one of his kids. They listed all of his kids. I think there's 8 or 9 of them. He told Adam Schefter and Chris Mortensen that he wanted to announce his retirement today. It's the Roman Catholic Church's feast day for St. Sebastian, often referred to as the patron saint for athletes. Didn't know that about St. Sebastian. He's the athlete saint. So Phil actually has some really interesting on it. He goes, every year, January 20th is a special and emotional day for me. It's one of the most interesting guys. His trash talk, his constant coaching of his players and coaches throughout the game. He's constantly talking. And for a while, it was like obnoxious and D-bag type of personality when he was in his 20s. But as he got older, people appreciated it a little bit more. And then you add this part. Obviously, he's been a very religious man. I didn't know about this St. Sebastian, so he's educated. He says, "It is St. Sebastian's feast day, the day I played in the AFC Championship without an ACL. And now the day that after 17 seasons, I'm announcing my retirement from the National Football League. Thank you, God, for allowing me to live out my childhood dream of playing quarterback in the NFL." I wonder why now. I wonder what changed over last year compared to this year. Something made it final. Maybe he realized he didn't want to keep traveling around the country while his roots were really in San Diego and is it Alabama? Or
that's where he's a coach in Fairhope is where it's talking about. Yeah, he's got a job. He's kind of a coach in waiting, and he's going to coach high school football in Fairhope, Alabama. Good part of the country, too. Good football players come out of that area.
Once upon a time, Philip Rivers said their plan was to have six kids and adopt six kids. So now that he's actually accidentally had eight or nine or ten or however many, perhaps it's just time for phase two, and he's going to go adopt a half dozen more. And, you know, you got to be home more for something like that.
And I'd get them all the same age, you know, in the same year. So you could start building your team right there.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have to look outside of the family structure there until you get to full-size rosters.
And you know your freedom date, you know.
I was
like, honey, 18 years from today, we're good.
You know, I was very fortunate. Had Bennett when I was 40 years old, I didn't think I was going to have a kid. And I was thinking, how am I going to do this? And I'm thinking, I'm just going to go to a playground in Chicago or New York. And I'm just going to adopt a kid, wherever the best athlete is on that thing. I was thinking, like, and then, like,
well, they might have a parent.
Well, just
Brian.
They might not. No, I wouldn't just grab them. I would say, I'd find the ones that are available.
Up.
Yeah, and then I always thought of myself as the dad. You know, when they interviewed him in the stands, like the kid is just bawling out, and here's his dad, and I'd be sitting there, you know, with the gear on, and like talking. Well, my kid is really a great player. You know, he's a tough kid. You know, I'm just by talking about my kid. But I was thinking, like, how am I going to do this? I'm just going to go to a playground in Chicago or New York and kind of find one of these kids that look like they could be a great athlete and make me look good for being their dad. That's kind of a selfish way of doing it.
How'd you like becoming a dad at 40?
You know what? It's strange because I think about when I'm 80 and my son, you know, with Bennett and that age. But, yeah, now that you know, he's 20, I'll be 60. So I don't want to be that. It's fun. I'm going through.
Better late than never.
I'm going through all the college stuff.
What do you want from me, kid? I could have taken a pass. You wouldn't even be here.
I tell you what, man. I was married to the NFL for so long, and now it's like it's so funny because you talk about going now on college trips and stuff and visiting places, and it's all very very exciting. It really really is.
Mavs game night, 6 o'clock tip. Four guys probably still out. I didn't see an official word on that. But you know who they are. How about this Lonzo Ball trade idea that KNC threw out there? It was kind of a offhand comment. I hadn't seen that. But I tell you what, I don't mind if he can't shoot. You can defend. You can create. You can pass. You can dribble. Everybody on the team doesn't have to be an amazing three-point shooter. I do think Lonzo Ball has the skill right now to shoot in the low 30s, which isn't a total backbreaker. And I think over time he will become very good at it. He's got that grinder ability. He had to grow up in that household. Guy was working you out 6 hours a day, running hills and shooting jumpers for 2 hours.
I guess I wouldn't mind it, but I don't think it's like saving you or, hey, here's your even third best player, which is weird because I felt like he was kind of on that trajectory for a while.
Yeah.
But this year, he just hadn't been good.
No.
And it doesn't matter if you're talking shooting twos, shooting threes, whatever. He struggles to make the ball go in the basket.
Yeah, so you have a chance, I think, to buy low on a talented player. It'd be really interesting to see what you could get for him. It'll be interesting to see what Lucius Alexander has coming up at 2:30 for the G-Bag of the Day. Rick Carlisle on the doorstep of five-time status for name drop, and Brian brought us in a post-game interview. So you hear that cut and see who his challengers are on what could be a big day for Rick. He could be immortalized in G-Bag Nation history and become eligible for 2021 G-Bag of the Year. All right, when we come back here, Nation, we do have the G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. Odds of who's going to be the next starting quarterback of the Colts. Did you see there's two Cowboys quarterbacks on this list? How likely is it it's next in the Nation? Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Who will be the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts in the 2021 season now that Phillip Rivers has retired? What are a couple of Cowboys doing on this list on betonline.ag? We'll look at that. We got the G-Bag of the Day here coming up for you in 5 minutes as Rick Carlisle is going to be looking for five-time status. And salute to our buddy Fat Pimp right there. He won the 2020 G-Bag of the Year for his remix of the G-Bag Nation intro. So shout out to the Tolos that never changed the station. Okay, you got Fat Pimp now reigning as 2020 G-Bag of the Year. He called his shot, said he wanted to win G-Bag of the Year, and he did it. Okay, segment here is brought to you by Soda. It's brought to you by Rubin and Associates. If you're drowning in debt, call our guy Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS. He will take with your call personally, and he will address all of your financial questions. Eliminate your stress and allow you to live life again. It starts with a simple confidential phone call to Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS, Rubin and Associates at 1-800-LAWYERS. Okay, so odds to be the Colts quarterback next year, Dak Prescott at plus 3,300.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we
you
can make a lot of money.
You bet a hundo on Dak, you win big money. That'd be nice right
okay.
there.
Okay, no, it would not be nice because it would mean you don't have a quarterback, sir. So
well,
that wouldn't work.
Yes, that would not be good. I think I'd rather have a Cowboys quarterback for the next decade than $3,300.
Wait. There's
you sure about
fun.
That?
Hey, Cowboy Nation, what amount do you have to be able to wager on that to where you're happy that you got the money even though you don't have a quarterback anymore?
Like if I think told some you, people might be willing to throw down $3,300 to get rid of Dak. That'd be
yeah,
interesting
that's true.
On the Autoflex Leasing fan text.
That's true. If you could imagine, so you get $3,300 for one. If we do that times 10, times 100. If I did it times 10, and you guys could just get $33,000, but the Cowboys don't have a quarterback and they got to figure it out, you good?
I think
yes, the answer blessing. Is yes.
I got a deck I got to build at the lake. Give me the 38. I need a new boat.
Oh, that'll get you a nice pontoon like a 2008
or something.
That's
what I'm saying. General, come on, man. Seriously?
$33,000.
General, this is so unlike you right now. This is like, give me the money.
I'm just going to waste it, you know? Let's
no,
be honest.
You're not.
That's my problem, you know? I'll probably end up, you know, buying consumer stuff. I'm not going to sink it into like a cool mutual fund or something. I'll end up, you know, regretting that decision. And then check this out. If the Cowboys don't have a quarterback for a long, long time, that is not only depressing.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough to make interesting content out of it. It could end up costing you a lot more than $33,000.
Man, we did the best we could for this past 16 weeks, though, didn't we? Talking about a bunch of guys playing that. Probably
hey,
shouldn't
I,
been playing.
I do think Cowboys fans are always going to be interested, but
yeah, well, they always will be.
At plus $3,300, I don't even think it's worth betting on. A lot would have to.
I'll
to
tell
happen
you what, though.
Now and then, yeah.
I will say this though, at least in the spot you're picking now, I think it gives you a shot that if you had to go up, you could get in the mix, and it wouldn't cost you something that you would be like totally blown away by. Hmm. I would, you know, I think that. Now, if you were sitting in the back end of the draft and, you know, and you're just kind of like thinking, okay, we're about to lose our quarterback and we have no hope, you know, that's a little bit of a different story. And I do feel like, though, that in this day and age, there's better, if you want to say, quality quarterbacks out there. You know, if you have to move on from Dak, I'm not saying it's going to be the greatest situation in the world, but it wasn't like when I was in the league early in 2000 when we were playing with baseball players.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not a horrible list. I mean, you look at the players who are available, and I think maybe the next Cowboys backup could be here, or if things don't come together with Dak, your favorite right now, Brissett at plus 300, then Stafford at plus 400, Andy Dalton's at 5. How about Jameis Winston at plus 1,600? Deshaun Watson's at plus 1,600. Nick Foles and Carson Wentz are both at plus 2,000. Do you expect that to pick up steam, or is Howie Roseman so convinced that Carson Wentz is the guy he wouldn't want to trade him to the Colts? How's that thing go now that Phillip Rivers is traded?
Yeah,
it's always wild when you got his poster up in your bedroom, your office at the facility.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, though, that Howie – and there's reasons why this – I believe this hiring is taking so long. I think Howie's a little nervous, too. His not only does he have that quarterback on his resume – he's now going to have this coach. And Jeff Lurie is going to look at that and say, listen, I just fired a guy that won a Super Bowl for me for you to make this hire. And so I think there's some apprehension by Howie of really who he wants, because this might be his last shot at this. And so, yeah, I think that I think moving on from Carson Wentz, he's taking this approach of like, I've got to get the right coach because this guy's on my sheet. You know, yeah. I have to make this work. So I think that I don't think he's moving on from Wentz. I really, really don't.
Well, you know, that's tough. He did have the worst quarterback collapse in 70 years in pro football.
No question. No question.
So what happened is very, very discouraging, but also it doesn't happen. So I think you could be tempted to believe we can put this back together. Something weird happened in the culture of our team with our coaching staff, with the lack of accountability. If we can change the intangibles and the leadership around him, perhaps salvaging a guy who played at a really convincing MVP level for one season and a Pro Bowl level for parts of two others, maybe this is our best chance of still having a good quarterback. If it's me, though, I'm looking for the best bailout opportunity possible. You wouldn't have to convince me much at all because you also add in now the injury history. You know, before this year, it was like, hey, pretty good player, doesn't take coaching the best, but boy, he gets injured nonstop.
Yeah, but
now
wasn't
he's
that
uncoachable, not good, and injury prone.
Yeah, but wasn't he that before the season, though, General? Wasn't that one of the reasons why we were always like, we were always talking about, oh, why did they draft Hurts? They drafted Hurts because the guy's always, always hurt.
I'm looking for any chance to get rid of him. That's what I'm saying. If I'm Roseman, I'm telling Jeffrey Lurie, listen, I'm sorry I messed up on this. Somehow things got really, really weird, but we can't compound those bad decisions with another bad decision. If there's any way we can get rid of this guy, we got to take advantage of it. It is time now, though, for the G-Bag of the day, and in the pimp cup is Lucius Alexander with today's champion and challengers. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm grooving, man. I feel great.
It's awesome.
Had a good nap a little earlier. Had some chicken and waffles.
Oh, man.
Had a full day before I got to work. I feel great, man.
What kind of waffles?
Some ones that old wifey made. You know, stuff that comes out of the cabinet. I don't know the name of it.
That wasn't the most excited I've ever heard somebody about the waffles.
I was excited, you know, because I don't know how to make it. Yeah.
I'm really excited about what Eggo's done. You know, Eggo. For the longest time growing up, you could get the regular ones or the buttermilk ones, and now they've branched out.
Blueberry?
Blueberry. You have vanilla cream. You have the cinnamon ones. There's even chocolate Eggo's now. They're dominating the waffle game.
Chocolate Eggo's.
Yeah, nothing beats a good homemade Belgian waffle, though. All right, Rick Carlisle, he's on the doorstep to greatness, isn't he?
What's... Today will be the fifth time if he wins?
Yeah,
four, oh, okay. Four for five. Okay. Look, it brought us all excited. All right,
just play
go.
The damn thing, Lucius. Yeah. Let's go.
All right.
You know, those were two disjointed possessions. And as the best player on the floor, you know, he knew that he was the guy that needed to get the ball in the basket.
Mark?
No questions. Hey. No questions from Broadus tonight? Yeah. I mean, I see Broadus sitting there. Holy
It's not the first time he's been on one of these Zooms, as a matter of fact. I've seen him a couple of times this week.
Yeah. Let's give Broadus a question if he wants one after this. Go ahead.
You're right, Lucius. I couldn't ask a question. I could not ask a question.
Especially when being called on it. Everybody's
I was just kind of gave Coach the thumbs up, like, good win against Denver. Man. Good job. Yeah. You know, I kind of gave him that look. But, man, I every night now I have to kind of think of a question in case he comes to me, though.
Yeah, Coach, he's ready. You know, Coach Isatolo, I don't know if he's listening or anything like that, but if you do happen to be listening right now, Coach, Brian's ready. So if you go back to him, maybe you could go back-to-back G-Bag of the Day five times.
Coach, what's your shoe size?
Yes. Coach, do you like gumbo?
Yeah.
Mavs and Pacers coming up at 6 o'clock. Post game about, what, 8:20, 8:30?
8:30, yeah, it usually is. I'll be there. Alrighty. I'll be hanging out with him.
All righty. Rick Carlisle, four-time champ, looking for five, Lucius.
I got a parrot. Remember we said we like animals that can do human things here in the G-Bag Nation?
Oh, I might go. I might lose today.
The next darn day, there's a parrot that sounds like Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Check this out. There's it.
Good.
Oh, man. He's
Wow, that is a very talented parrot. I just love the riffings of Led Zeppelin, man. It's so good. You know?
Yeah.
You do have to consider them for greatest rock band ever, don't you?
Yeah, I'm not mad at that, man. I like their blues influence. I'm not mad at those guys.
Yeah, oh, they had a big blues influence? Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. I'm a big
Most
fan
rock
of those
and
guys.
Roll did, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Jimmy yeah. Page, he's a big fan of the blues, yeah.
Okay. And what's this we're playing back here, Lucius? Is this old Led Zeppelin to sound?
Oh, no, no. This is some James Brown.
Okay, all right.
All right, now.
Yeah, that's a little Led Zeppelin-y, for sure.
let's see. Oh, we got a wife that made her husband cut off his side thing publicly on the Instagram. Okay. Mm. Made it go live and say, no, tell her. We can't be together no more.
Said he having an attitude. No, you need to say what the you need to say. This is for Keisha because you clearly ain't learned your lesson. No, come on. Say it. Say it for your shit to be out.
I can't fuck with you no more.
Because what? Say it louder.
You messing up my family.
Now. The f*** your ass.
Messing up my family.
It didn't sound convincing, you know? She sounded pretty reasonable about it. Like, okay, this has gone on long enough.
She was.
Yeah. Like, okay.
She really was. I was not upset at that. Yeah, it was a little bit much to make me do it on Instagram Live. Can I just send her a message personally?
Yeah.
You know? And you can still be in the message and I can still look all crazy. But I don't have to do that for my other followers. I still got 1,500% of work going right here.
Okay. Man, if that's the worst it's going to get, I don't feel like he was deterred. You know, he gets to keep his wife and his family. He just has to apologize to the girlfriend every now and then.
Messing up my family.
Maybe an awkward confrontation. Yeah.
No, you will mess up your family, fool.
Yeah.
Do you think the wife made it, that she made him do it for herself? Like, you know, she wasn't trying to embarrass him. It's like, I'm showing you who
runs
his
family.
Oh, no, it's
to run off all the other little scallywags that might be on his following. Yeah, that's why she made it do him publicly.
Okay, so I thought maybe she was showing everybody else, like, look, I've got control of my situation. I don't know what the rest
of you... Probably a little bit of that, too, but obviously she didn't have control.
Yeah.
Because the dog was out of the leash, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
Appreciate your family, man. You don't want to lose that family. You know? You want to be old with that lady, with your kids coming back around the house.
Some people do.
Yeah, for the most part, you know. There are deal breakers, of course, but apparently that wasn't one for... That lovely wife. You know, that's a wife I want to salute because that's good family values right there. Listen, nobody's perfect. Keep that family together, honey. Forgive and forget. Who else is challenging, Lucius? Anything else before we vote?
There's a few COVID curfews still available in Canada.
COVID curfews.
COVID curfews. And you can't break, you know, you can't step outside after 8 o'clock because the COVID might get you or you might spread COVID. You know, like here it's like 9 o'clock somewhere in some of these states. I mean, at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So, there's a couple right here that wanted to get around the COVID curfew, so they wanted to go outside. So peep how they did it if you could pay attention and see.
If you're interested in how some people in Quebec have been trying to break the curfew rules, I've got an extreme example to share with you. It comes from Sherbrooke, Quebec, southeast of Montreal. A woman was caught trying to walk her husband on a leash after curfew. Now, the rules say you are allowed to walk a dog after 8 o'clock. Obviously, you are not allowed to walk your husband. Police say the couple spotted around 9 o'clock on Saturday night, each of them given a fine of $1,500 for what they did.
Okay.
Wow, that is expensive. That would explain why you'd be trying to work around it so hard.
Yeah,
I'd be willing to do that if it got us to where we were trying to get. But, you know, the punishment sucks because then you have to be the guy that was on a leash and you got in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, I
just tell the mayor, the prime minister, or whatever to get bent. They tried to fine me $1,500.
Okay.
For the COVID curfew in Quebec in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Dude, nobody else is out here. First of all, it's a rural country. Second of all, it's the middle of the night. Nobody's out here. I'm not passing on COVID. What's up with this curfew?
That's the COVID might get you if you're out past 8. COVID might get you if you're out past 9.
Fair. Yeah, it's fair.
That's it.
That's fair.
I want to ban being outside during rush hour. You know what I'm saying? That's when more people are outside. That's when you're going to get it. No going to the coffee shop from 6 to 9 in the morning. That's effective legislation right there. We got to vote. Okay, enough being silly. I appreciate your patience with me. Here we got the Rick Carlisle four-time champ. He's looking for 5. We got a parrot that sounds like a Robert Plant. We have wife made husband cut off the girlfriend. Was that a live stream that he had going? Or?
Yeah. Mm. Messing up my family. You mess up your family, cuz.
Or is it the COVID curfews in Quebec? That's a good one right there. I'd go full Red Dawn, though, if the government was doing that to me. I'd
what
pop up in the middle of the hayfield on you.
What?
You need to get with these laws about a curfew.
Got the snowsuit on, pop
you're
up on
you. You are not going to go from leashed by your wife into I'm a badass mode. There's no transition to make there.
Yeah.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. I'm going to vote
have,
for...
As long as you have your mask on, you're all right, bro.
I'm going to vote for Rick Carlisle, name-dropping brought us right there in the interview. Lucius?
Yes, sir. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm piggybacking.
I'll vote... God, that I knew that parrot was going to give me problems. I got to vote for the parrot.
Uh-oh.
See?
Uh-oh, you don't know the rules quite yet.
Yeah, because I'm not here to protect you.
No, I don't expect...
I'm going to vote for the parrot.
Okay, let's have it. Let's have it.
Uh-oh.
Let's have it.
He says bring on Zeppelin. They can't topple me.
Brought his bunker up again.
Come on.
You're going to want to get onto at G-Bag Nation's Twitter account. Brought us looking for five right here. He's up against a parrot.
Oh, this is going to be tough.
You vote. Twitter's going to tally up those votes, and we'll announce the winner on the other side, then get to Brian Broaddus and his daily content. And, sir, where are we headed with that?
Let's talk about what Patty has to do to play this weekend. We'll do that next.
Thank you, Lucius. It was close for just a minute, but as they come across the finish line, Coach Carlisle name-dropping Broaddus high-stepping into victory lane. Congratulations. He is now a five-time
G-Bag of the day
champ.
Thank you, folks. Appreciate that.
81.5% of the vote.
Well,
he did it. Runaway. Yeah.
Lucky that parrot wasn't singing. Who sings that? Let the bodies hit the floor thing. Who's that?
Drowning Pool. Maybe.
That parrot was strong.
I'll tell you what, man. I was worried when I heard that. I figured that Lucius was probably going to pull it. I saw it last night. And I'm like, man, this parrot could beat me if Lucius were to make that happen.
There's some talented parrots out there.
There are.
And it's time now for Brian Broaddus and his daily content.
Hey, by the way, thank you there, General. Did you guys hear what happened at Tennessee? Real quick, the Tennessee Volunteers with that whole program. We know that
who snitched?
Okay, well, how about this? I'll tell you real quick. You know, the thing with the money in the McDonald's bag?
Yeah.
That's just part of the story.
Yeah, like I started that. What are you talking about?
Tennessee? Yeah, that's you need to put it in the shoes.
Somebody messed up a good thing
man. Don't put money in a McDonald's bag. Put it in their shoes above their locker. That's, you know, that's the easiest way to put the money in there. Make them, you know, get their money. But anyway, real quick, Tennessee, like Fulmer, he doesn't want to pay Jeremy Pruitt. He doesn't want to pay him. He wants to fire the guy with cause. This is the AD, right? Phil Fulmer. He wants to fire the guy with cause. He puts together the investigation that now put them on probation. So the Tennessee Volunteer Program investigating themselves are the ones that put themselves on probation. There was no intent of, like, they were trying to find a reason to fire this guy with cause. And what happened, it backfired on him. So, like, Fulmer, that's why Fulmer had to resign. The AD had to resign because he put them on probation.
What a disaster.
That's crazy.
Their attempt to do an investigation to scapegoat the guy.
Exactly.
Was the actual violation that got everybody cleaned out.
Exactly. They got everybody cleaned out. So, I mean, just note to self, you know, you don't need to be investigating your own people. You know, don't try and do that.
Yeah. There's more going on than even you know. Just leave it alone.
Just leave it alone. Let it happen. But, yeah, it's Tennessee. I told Choppy about it this morning. He's like, no, really? Oh, man, he was so depressed. But he goes, that's my program, though. But anyway, okay, you know, Pat Mahomes, our Texas Tech quarterback here, Kansas City Chief quarterback, we were talking about it yesterday of what all does he have to do in order to play this game. And Jeff brought up some interesting points that, like, listen, the league's gonna let him play this game.
I'm just saying I think he's going to play. He may not have had a concussion. By the way, he's listed as a full participant today for Kansas City, for whatever that's worth.
Well, there you go.
For whatever it's worth.
Lot, well, okay. Yeah. Okay, so to be a full – now, this goes back. The reason these rules were changed, why the NFL does this whole thing with the protocol, I found was really interesting. Because what happens is it's a response. Do you remember the time when it was a Houston Texans quarterback, Tom Savage? Back when Savage, there was a game in 2017, in December 2017, where he was seen shaking on the ground after a hit.
Oh, yeah, and he kept playing, didn't he?
Yeah, but he was allowed to remain in the game, and he was later ruled out and diagnosed with a concussion. That adjustment allowed doctors to rule players out of games after examining them for these symptoms. But they're saying,
yeah, okay, that just seemed weird where you could have such visible symptoms but not be concussed.
Right.
Like, well, you were seizing from a headshot.
Yeah. And so, you know, this is where now that the NFL has these abilities to be able to say, okay, the player has these symptoms, we got to protect him in this way. But they're also the thing, there's five different steps that you have to go through as a player. And we were talking about him practicing and stuff like that. And step number one is, based on symptoms, the player can engage in light stretching, balance training, and eventually progressing to light anaerobic work, exercise. So by him practicing...
Sounds like he's doing that.
He sounds like he's doing that. Okay, the next thing that he's looking at is, though, the player can graduate towards cardiovascular exercise and dynamic stretching, and then take the neurological test and balance test, and he can pass through these steps once those test results match his baseline score. Now, before the season, and I didn't know this, and maybe you guys knew this, I did not know this, that every NFL player is required to take a baseline test. So they
get
have
numbers.
They get those
out
numbers.
How smart you are.
Yeah, they have.
Is there a way to fake it? Is there a way to kind of dumb yourself?
Is there a way
down
to cheat?
Test,
is there a way to
case?
Cheat on it? Yeah, you know.
Yeah, like
I don't
my
know.
Baseline, I want it to be super. Like, it's just like when we were doing verticals, I would always try to pull my shoulders down when they measure how tall you are.
I tell you what, Jeff, as a scout, as a scout that used to measure the reach for verticals, you would get hit by me for doing that.
Oh, no, I always got hit, but I tried it in high school.
You can't.
I tried it in
college. What Jeff's talking about is when you do a vertical jump. If you don't completely extend your arm, you don't get the accurate measurement. So what Jeff was trying to do was he was trying to add 3 or 4 inches to his vertical jump.
Yeah, because the vertical is just the difference between how high can I reach standing and how high can I get when I jump. And so if I can shorten that thing up by 2-3 inches, you know, maybe crack 35.
Yeah, I used to hate the players like you. And I hated the players that would always, when I like measure them, would, like, I had that T-square and I put it in the top of their head and they would try and raise up. I had a kid. Remember, there was Eric Zier, was a quarterback from Georgia, and he was ball-headed like me. And I hit him so hard with the T-square, like he was pushing up so hard that blood was trickling down his forehead. That metal T-square was...
Yeah, because you're trying to get it...
He was trying to get above 6 foot, and I'm like, Eric, you've got to just be flat. You got to keep your feet flat. He's like, they are flat. And then I start seeing blood trickle out of the top of his head because that T-square was... in the middle of it so hard there.
Judging him so much on their shortness. Making
well,
the guy
you
cut
know,
his own
he was trying to get
Brian.
6 foot. You know, that
trust
was
the
like
tape.
The, trust the tape. You're right. Krusty at it again.
You got to try to get there.
Step three, the player can move towards limited amount of football-specific exercise that includes up to 30 minutes of practice time. Jeff, so you feel like that we're at step three already with this guy?
I mean, at least – full practice or full participant, at least that's what he's listed as. Sounds like a guy that's blowing through the protocol.
Okay, and then step four, football activities can increase to non-contact drills such as throwing and running.
He's past that too, Brian.
Okay,
full participant.
Okay, so we're at step five now. Step five, this requires the team doctor to clear the player for contact. Once that happens, the player must be examined by an independent neurological consultant.
Who pays that independent guy?
Okay, now
just asking.
Okay, this is your question that you had. This is your question, and you're absolutely right about this. The biggest distinction, though, what you're talking about is the concussion protocol is required is an independent doctor has to confirm the return. The doctor is not affiliated with the team or the
Who's
player,
paying?
But has been approved jointly by the league and the NFL Players Association.
Cool.
So the Players Association, they could protect him now. They could say no.
Do they really want to?
The players are going to be like, "Hey, chill out." I'm not
I think there's
saying
a point there's
cheating.
still some suspicion around this process.
Yeah, I'm not saying that anybody's going to openly cheat the process or pull an end around or cut a I'm just saying that in the NFL, when you say, hey, it's an independent so-and-so, my question is, who's paying that neurologist? Because the answer is the league.
But the fact that the Players Association is involved in trying to protect their own, you know, I know.
I'm just saying, look, the player's going to want to play.
Of course the player's
going to
want
to play.
Of course he's going to want to play. But I think that we have to be careful about saying that, oh, well, the league's paying these guys and he's going to play because of that.
I didn't say that.
No, you did.
I think you need to be careful about giving the league the benefit of the doubt.
All I did was make the dots. You connected them. All I said was I think he's going to play, and I said who pays the
independent doctor. Wait. I'm going to go back to the jury. You think that by me making an assumption that the league is okay here? You think that's
I think the person that needs to be most careful in this situation is you, given the league the benefit of the doubt here.
I'm giving the league the benefit of the doubt just because I think the players' association's involved. That's the only reason why I would give the players the benefit or the league the benefit of the doubt. If it was just the straight league, I have no leg to stand on here. I admit that. You're absolutely right about that. But
when the union, if a player tells his union, look, I want to play, shut up, then they probably would. The only benefit of the doubt I would give them is depending who the independent neurologist is, they have a lot to lose. They have a personal practice, like they have a medical license. You have a lot to lose if it turned out that you did something. But I also know that when lots of money is involved, things generally turn out the way that they want them to turn out. That's what I know. That's all I know. That's all I'm saying. No accusation here, Brian. I'm just saying.
No, I just feel like, though, that, and I don't disagree with you on that. I do disagree with the fact, though, that if the Players Association wasn't involved, I think they have the best interests of their players at heart. That's why I'm giving the league the benefit of the doubt here, because I feel like that they are doing things in order to enhance player safety. And so he's most likely going to play. Mahomes has only had one other concussion in his career, by the way. And this happened in 2014 at Texas Tech. And he returned to play. Played the next week, which was 2 weeks later because they had a bye. So he had completely 2 weeks off here. But Andy Reid was short of saying that he did have a concussion, but there was clearly something wrong with Mahomes, and he's going to have to go through these things. And if he's practicing full, then we'll likely see Pat Mahomes play here on Sunday.
All righty. Great stuff, Brian, brought us. It appears that on a Wednesday, full participant, things are trending in the right direction, but nothing official as of now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.